This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Harbaugh now heads to Los Angeles Chargers.
He wins everywhere. He wins, period.
Justin Herbert, he's a crown jewel.
Well, you guys better enjoy this.
Quick snap, Herbert to throw.
Has a man, touchdown.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert on the move and throws and touchdown.
My dog.
We're going to be known as world champions, and we're gonna do it or die trying. Don't let the powder blues fool you.
Who's got it better than that?
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. We've got an instant reaction here for you. Day two of the draft is in the books. We had our kind of hangout session on the first day. Kevin and I were hanging, chatting with some of our Patreon folk over at patreon.com/chargerchat. Kyle was mixing it up with the people over at the pub crawl, the draft pub crawl, saying
people,
hey to
pub crawl and players. The
yes.
Three P's.
The three P's, the PPP, folks. He was saying hey to people like Tony Francis, Enrique, and Denzel Perryman, and Asante Samuel.
Karen, it was a wild Mary day. And Doe.
Yes. So now it's day two. We've seen two more guys. Rounds two and three are in the books, and we're here to talk about it because, dadgummit, some of you guys can finally pipe down. We got a wide receiver, dadgummit.
No, they're not going to pipe down. That's not the one they want. You know that, Adam. Come on.
Oh, man. Yes. Our first pick in round two, we traded up. Didn't see that coming. Needed to move up two spots. Gave a fourth.
What did they know? Like, what did they know that we didn't know about a Ladd McConkey going? Like, who was going to take him? Because a receiver didn't go between us, our original pick.
But then there had a little run right after that. So like that. They're like, oh, shit. Chargers got him. Oh, shit. Let's start getting the wide receivers.
Crap.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Ladd McConkey.
Oh, man. Oh, by the way, as soon as the Ladd McConkey pick in, I texted Adam. I was like, you better get that kilt out of the closet. Take it to the dry cleaner. Because you can't have a man on your team named Ladd McConkey and not wear the kilt.
One of the greatest names.
That's the most Scottish name I've ever heard.
As soon as I get out, they pull me back in.
I'm really excited about this. This guy is incredibly quick, incredibly fast. I think he fits perfectly with what our room is right now. And the way I look at it is like he was in like one of the top, five wide receiver prospects, right? Mm-hmm. The other guys, who's throwing them the ball? I'm just going to say, I think you're only as good as the guy throwing you the ball at some points. You know what I mean? So the fact that Justin Herbert is, we got a top five wide receiver and Justin Herbert's the trigger man. I think could mean a lot of productivity for Ladd McConkey, especially, they're showing all the highlights. We looked at it a little bit before in the draft. The dude is just crazy quick.
Guy's twitchy. Yeah, he's quick. I mean, this is the pick that we were all dying for last year in Zay Flowers.
Right.
The little guy that gets the ball in his hands, yards after catch, just crazy quick, fast, can get separation. I love the pick. My dad, actually, shout out to our dad because
he called it.
This morning, he was like, I would love to see the Chargers get Ladd McConkey with this second round pick. And we're like, Oh, yeah, yeah. Good call, Dad.
Cool,
yeah,
we'll cool, see. Dave. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool, yeah. Thanks for giving us your insight. And then we straight up to go get the guy my dad wanted.
As usual, yeah, he's right most of the time.
Pretty crazy. I will say I'm a little bit shocked. I think that the receiver type in Ladd McConkey last year, home run makes total sense. Obviously, they're pumped about it. You saw the war room. Like, they're all really excited about the pick. They went up to get him, so they really, really love him. Mm-hmm. I'll just be interested to see, like, how much they utilize him. Because if we're going to be a, like, run it down your throat, multiple tight ends, six linemen sometimes, which justified the Joe Alt pick in round one, how often are you going to have that slot-type receiver in the game? Now, maybe it's not a ton, and he just capitalizes when he gets the ball in his hands, which, great. But can you imagine this would be a funny offense to think about? That's just where my head goes kind of as a coach, is like putting the players on the field. If you have, say you have your full five starting linemen with a Trey Pipkin sixth, and you have, so then you have a quarterback, so that's seven. So you still have four spots. You do two tight ends with Hayden Hurst and Will Disley. And then you have Darius Davis and Ladd McConkey on the field. It's like this crazy, like, giant with the pew pew, like they're just motioning a pew pew pew. And then you don't know if you're going to get, you don't know if you get your teeth knocked out or they're just going to run past you. Like, how do you match up with that personnel?
So run by slicing.
Yeah. Imagine Ladd and Darius Davis behind that line of scrimmage. You wouldn't even be able to see them.
And, you know, stack them. Good luck. Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's fun. I think it's a fun – Ladd McConkey's a fun piece for Greg Roman to be able to get creative with. Mm-hmm. He said that he's evolved this offseason, and he's taken his year off of coaching to, like, learn and add new elements to his game. It'll be fun to see how he's able to utilize a playmaker. Like, you wanted a weapon. Ladd McConkey's a weapon. The guy – look at his numbers and his measurables all you want. The guy started on arguably the best team in college football for the last two seasons. He won a national championship as a starter and went to the playoffs again. Like, the guy's legit. He was, a lot of people have him ranked in the top 30 of the total prospects, and we got him in the second round. So feels like a steal to get Ladd McConkey in the second round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great pick. And then it got even more interesting with the third. Because
hail to the Michigan.
We kind of remember it because the Michigan fight song was our alma mater high school fight song. So
Rancho Bernardo High School, we just plucked totally that song, the beat, that song. And then we just added Broncos wherever it said Wolverines. And then
basic move.
Genius move. But yes. But
it was really cool with this pick, though, because, as you know, Rich Eisen is just an absolute freak for Michigan players.
Yes.
So when our kicker, was it Rolf? I can't remember his last name. Our kicker.
The guy that called the pick.
That guy.
That was stupid. That was real stupid starting with the first name when you didn't have the last name.
The first one didn't have the second one. Fair.
That was tough because I remember a Bolt history that we had back in the day about him. And gosh, I know stupid. A lot about him, but I can't think of his last name. Stupid. I'm stupid, Kevin.
But it was one of the cooler announcements where he said, basically, Harbaugh got one of his guys. And you could hear Rich Eisen go, who is it? You could hear him, like, his mic should have been quiet, but he's like,
oh, Benersky. Benersky,
that's what it is. Yeah. Rolf Benersky. Thank you. Yeah. But that was really cool. And then they announced the pick. Adam, do the honors.
All that buildup. Adam, say the name.
Adam, go ahead.
Junior Colson.
We got a linebacker. We got a linebacker in the draft.
Well, because it was also funny, I will say, when the group chat, it was like the pick was coming up, and Kev says, who do you think we're going to – do you think Corum? And I said, maybe, because there was a lot of talk about Corum coming to the Chargers, and then I was thinking about it. I was like, God, who else was projected in the third that came out of Michigan? I was like, maybe Junior Colson? Maybe Junior.
I'm just saying, Chargers have pretty good history with linebackers with the first name Junior. Just gonna say.
I didn't put that together yet, Kevin.
I just figured it out.
Oh my God.
That just came to you?
You're one for one, buddy.
Wow. Forgot last name, remember first names.
So, good. Yes.
I like that.
Junior Colson came to the Chargers, used to play with Mr. Harbaugh. And boy, right after him, it was just Michigan. I thought Rich Eisen was just about to like explode out the roof of where he was because he just couldn't believe the back-to-back Michigan picks.
We talked about the idea of Harbaugh. What Michigan player is he going to draft?
Right.
But in the back of my mind, I was always like, maybe he won't. Like, maybe he'll be like, and sometimes it just doesn't fall that way. The guy's not there at the right value. You know that he feels they got to steal. One, he's singing the fight song after the pick.
That's, if you haven't seen that video, it's amazing.
Yeah. Chargers just posted it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they, like, he knows everything about this guy. He knows, he knows what he likes to eat. He knows his routines. He knows when he likes to go to bed. He knows like what his pregame routine is. All of that he liked enough to be able to draft him and bring him to the Chargers.
Yeah.
There's no way that you're not excited about this pick. That you can't not be excited about the pick. Now, all we can do right now is project, but if my head coach, who we all love already, we all are so excited about Coach Jim Harbaugh as our head coach, then you have to be pumped about this pick. If he's getting one of his guys that he just spent 4-3 years with and he won a national championship with, and he's willing to double down on him and bring him back, that's a ringing endorsement for me.
Yeah. And it was Jesse Minter too. The fact that, you know,
He wanted him too. Yeah.
Like, and they were saying when he was called, like, he might be one of the only rookies in the league with the green dot. Cause he knows the defense right now better than all the linebackers on the roster. So it kind of fortifies that position group and lets, you know, maybe take the pressure off learning the playbook a little bit for the other guys.
Well,
go ahead, Adam.
I was just going to say, and on top of that, I mean, we're talking about Harbaugh wanting him and Minter wanting him. One of the things I saw was Navarro Bowman, our new linebackers coach, said he was standing on the table.
I forgot about that.
Shouting for
this guy.
Oh,
I didn't hear this. What did he say?
I'll pull it up here while you guys chat amongst yourselves. But it was basically that he wanted Junior so bad that he was on the table about getting him. And I think this was when they were announcing that they were going to get him. And I'm going to keep saying words until I find
I can fill in. I think it's interesting. The Joel Ortiz draft strategy. We're three picks in now to his first draft as a GM. He's addressing needs. Now, maybe it just so happens that this is also best available, which I think it is. But you've now addressed, in my opinion, what were the three biggest needs, especially like on the team. Now, a corner you still got to address, but we did a little bit in free agency. But linebacker, line, and wide receiver, everyone talking coming into this draft, those were the biggest needs. And you got starters, if not really soon to be starters at every one of those positions.
All right, here it is. This was from Fernando Ramirez. Chargers linebacker Navarro Bowman made a guest appearance during the Junior Colson interview, saying, "Are you ready to go?" Colson says, "I am ready to go." Bowman says, "I stood on a table from day one for you, dog. I am happy you are here. We can hit the ground running fast, man."
Let's go.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. That's exciting. That's so sick.
I forgot that Navarro Bowman was our linebacker coach. That's really cool.
Dude, that's so exciting.
And something you said, Kyle, that is kind of interesting is like the Ladd McConkey wasn't best available because we traded up to grab the guy that we needed.
Right.
You know what I mean? He was the highest on our board, but we weren't going to wait and let him fall to be the best available at the moment. So they're not just being best available. It's like they jumped up, what, three picks? So it's not, they're not breaking the bank to do it, but they're like, we're just.
That's a need. We're going to go get him.
He's fallen way too far. Let's go get him. So I just love this draft strategy. I love seeing what Ortiz is doing. This is just, it's really refreshing as a fan to see Junior Colson land in your lap in the third round when most of the time we're drafting a tackle out of some tiny, tiny, tiny school and don't fully understand when he'll be on the field.
Right.
Yeah. And it's cool. Where are you, Adam?
No, I was just going to agree that it's exciting to get a guy that is, you know, coming from working with Jim Harbaugh. I mean, all the things that we've just been talking about and knowing that he's going to be, I don't see any reason why this guy couldn't be an immediate contributor looking at that linebacker room with, you know, you got Troy Dye, Deion Henley, you got Denzel Perryman and
Nick Neiman.
So it's like there's no reason why Colson, a round three pick, isn't going to be immediately on the field with all of those things going in his favor, which is just exciting to get a round three pick that's going to be an immediate contributor?
Because we used to not always have third round picks that would play.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. That's Deion last year. Deion Henley was our third round pick and didn't sniff the field on defense.
Special teams.
Which is crazy. And if we did, we've talked about this in the group chat. I don't want to give it too much time, but I feel like our draft strategy, like our predictions and our mocks coming into this thing was so Tommy T. Like we have not been able to shake Tom Telesco from our brains yet.
It's just
he picked first Kevin's two
picks. He picked my first two picks.
Yeah.
Like I gotta shake him out of my brain. I gotta get him out of there. I gotta think differently, guys.
We gotta do some kind of a cleansing ritual to get these Tommy T.
You know what it is? You punch me in the face three or four times.
I will. Okay.
Knock it out of my head.
All right, I can do that.
I give you permission.
I will say, I did have Junior Colson on my mock draft.
You did.
I'm just saying.
Was it third round?
It was third round.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. This is the first time we've ever had a draft pick on one of our mock drafts. Look at us.
Even a broken clock is right once a day.
Once every 5 years.
So, yes. Ed, any other things that you guys want to add to the instant reaction here?
I can't wait to see what's so. I think we're going to continue to do this in the next few rounds. Like I said, I think coach and our staff and everything we have, the preparation for these guys, I think we're going to continue to get guys that are, we're just going to be patient and they're going to fall to us. And we're going to be like, how the hell did the Chargers get him? It's very much how the Ravens have been doing it forever. And I feel like that trend might start year one with us and the new regime.
Mm-hmm. I also really like drafting players from Georgia, Notre Dame, like the big school play, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Keep those coming. Let's stay away from the D1 AA, D2 schools. Those are undrafted free agents, right? I'm enjoying this big name football where there's actually highlights to go look at on YouTube.
Exactly. Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to keep going in that direction because our coach is Jim Harbaugh, our general manager is Jim Ortiz, and who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
That's right.
Nobody.
That's right. So thank you, folks, for hanging with us on this instant reaction for day two. We will catch up with you again on Monday when we'll go over the rest of the picks that we get in this draft. But until then.
K, love you, bye.
K, love you, bye.
K, love you, bye.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.